So what does roughness mean in this new paper?
Well, supposing we wanted to calculate the area of a cube of edge length A, then it's straightforward, it's just 6A squared. But then if I asked you to calculate the area of a brick, that would be much more difficult because it would depend on the resolution with which you measure the surface area. So a brick is said to be a rough object.
And what does that have to do with bainite?
But plates of bainite are not smooth. You know, if you see one in an optical microscope and then look at the same plate in a transmission electron microscope, you'll see thousands of tiny platelets making up what you saw in the optical image.
And does that mean it's a fractal?
It might. In a fractal, there is actually self-similarity over an infinite range of resolutions. This cannot be the case for bainite because that would imply an infinite amount of interface.
So bainite isn't a fractal and it isn't smooth. And in your paper you say it has a fractal dimension of about 3.7. What does that actually mean?
Well, although the area, the surface area of a bainite sheaf increases with resolution, the rate of increase is in fact far smaller than you would expect if bainite truly had a fractal character.
So how can we apply that?
The surface area per unit volume changes with resolution, and the correct surface area to use depends on application. For example, in deformation theory, if we are looking at the hindrance to dislocation motion, the surface area of relevance is that measured at a micrometer resolution.
So does this have any influence on the stored energy?
Yes, the stored energy will increase because there is fine detail in the interface between bainite and austenite. But in fact, it turns out that the increase is not very large because bainite is not a true fractal.
Okay, thank you very much.